I'm going to give a little outline of what's in the paper. I commend the paper to you. There are a number of recent cases on this area, dismissals under 707, 707A, 707B, and then this notion, which was new to me when I saw it, of converting a Chapter 7 case to Chapter 11 over the objection of the debtor. When I first started thinking about becoming a bankruptcy judge, I realized I'd have to learn something about consumer bankruptcy law to do this. So I went to Omar Alanis, my colleague, who I don't think really knew anything about consumer bankruptcy law, but he taught. So I thought, well, he might know something about at least what Chapter 7 is about and what Chapter 13 is about. And so he kind of explained it to me that if you can file Chapter 7, you file Chapter 7 because it's quick and it's easy. But if you make too much money, your case might get dismissed because of the means test, and to avoid that, you might want to file for Chapter 13. But if you have too much debt, your only option might be Chapter 11 because there are debt limits associated with Chapter 13. And he gave that to me as the simple version, and I accepted that. And it's, you know, it's kind of like Dante's levels of hell, 7, 13, and 11. So as I get into this, I find out it's a little bit more complicated than that. And we had this old concept of abuse, pre-BAP-CEPA, and it was a very general concept. It was highly discretionary with the judges, and I think it's fair to say that it was utilized in the most extreme cases. Along comes BAP-CEPA, and the idea is that judges haven't been vigilant enough about policing abuse, and so Congress put in some very specific provisions for dealing with it. First, of course, is the means test. And I should also add, and I think it's since 1990-something, that abuse dismissals have been limited to primarily consumer debt.